6. And now we're back to news stories. Suspended jail sentence for lockdown dealer. A drug dealer who made almost £140,000 by selling cocaine during the first COVID lockdown has been ordered to repay just £1,285. Paul Dunlop was caught because he was driving at the height of the restrictions in April 2020, and police later uncovered a small-scale supply operation at his home. His former house in Exeter was protected by a reinforced double door, and he had a pickaxe handle and a baton handy in case anyone broke in. Dunlop, 53, now of Manor Road, Newton Abbott, was found with £1,285 cash when he was arrested, and a financial investigation has shown that this was his only available asset. Judge Anna Richardson declared that Dunlop's benefit from crime was £139,000, but the available assets were £1,285. She set a nominal 3-month period for him to pay, but this is academic because the cash is already in the hands of the police. At the earlier sentencing hearing, Dunlop admitted supplying cocaine, being concerned in the supply of crack, possession of criminal property, and possession of a prohibited weapon. He was jailed for 2 years, suspended for 2 years, and ordered to go on a 9-month drug rehabilitation course and do 200 hours of unpaid community work by Judge Richardson at Exeter Crown Court.
Tree expert Eric Collar has bid a fond farewell to his voluntary role in with Newton Abbott Town Council at the age of 94. Eric has spent more than 20 years as the council's voluntary tree advisor, advising members on planning applications which threaten to remove trees, probably saving hundreds of them from the axe. Despite understanding little about the subject at first, he accumulated a vast body of knowledge and learned to appreciate the importance of trees to both society and the environment. He said, "Trees are life and we need more of them." Before volunteering with the town council, Eric spent 40 years as a bus controller, later running a guest house for 10 years with his wife Janet. By 2001, Eric was in his 70s and assumed retirement was on the horizon. Eric recalled he knew nothing about trees at the time. Eric championed the cause of the town's trees, challenging the need to fell anything other than diseased or damaged trees. He explained, "Quite a few people move into this area, then the autumn comes, leaves fall on the ground and they say, fell them, fell them. But I was dead against it. We need trees and I was very forceful on it. If it is disease, then it's finished. If it is struck by a vehicle, there's not a lot you can do about it. You've got to lose it." He said protecting trees became his passion because it's nature. We need it, the air we breathe. Mayor Councillor David Corney Walker expressed his gratitude, saying most people in their 70s decide to sit back and take it easy. Not Eric, however. He took it upon himself to delve deeply into the subject and provided the council with sound advice for more than 2 decades, all on a voluntary basis. We are extremely grateful for all he has done, and his sense of civic duty is an example to us all.
Schools given metal detecting wands. 4 schools in Newton Abbott have been given metal detecting wands as part of a campaign to tackle knife crime. The wands are being used as officers in Newton Abbott join the national campaign. The town's police station also has a knife amnesty bin placed outside for anyone with a knife or bladed items which could be used as a weapon to be able to surrender it. The wands in school and the bin are part of Operation Scepter, the national campaign that takes place twice a year. A spokesman for Newton Abbott Police said the operation is supporting the work Newton Abbott Police carry out all year round to ensure residents are safe from knife crime in their community. The amnesty bin is outside Newton Abbott Police Station, where anyone can surrender blades and knives without any repercussions. The spokesman added, The metal detecting wands will be used to support the school's policy when it comes to bag checking, etc., and take prohibited items off the streets of Newton. The wands will not replace the requirement for a physical search, but be used as a screening device available to school staff already conducting a physical search of a student as part of their policy. While knife crime remains low in our area in comparison to other parts of the country, we are committed to doing everything we can to tackle serious violence by working hard and closely with our partner agencies and other organisations to ensure Newton Abbott is a town that is safe and feels safe.
Car on its side as fire crews attend RTC. One appliance from Newton Abbott Fire Station was mobilised to reports of a car fire near the Eden Vauxhall garage last Thursday, November the 16th. Upon their arrival, the crew discovered the incident was in fact a road traffic collision rather than a car fire, with one vehicle resting on its side. Crews were quickly able to establish that all of the occupants were free and clear from the vehicle. As a result, the crew could focus their attention on making the vehicle and scene safe. They achieved this by using battery-powered spreaders to gain access under the bonnet. This was so they could disconnect the battery and leave the car as safe as possible for recovery teams. Although crews were expecting a fully developed car fire, this incident once again shows the crew's ability to be able to adapt to any situation or scenario required, a spokesman for Newton Abbott Fire Station said. And there is a photograph of the car on its side and the crew dealing with it.
Memories are made of this. Kingscare Memory Cafe, held in King's Stainton this month, welcomed back Kevin Dixon, who gave a talk about local place names and how they were derived. As usual, Kevin gave a very interesting and informative talk, along with his slideshow. Following this, members were treated to homemade cake and tea. The topic of the quiz was travel, followed by one on general knowledge. The Memory Cafe is held on the second Tuesday from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. at the United Reformed Church Hall, King Stainton. For information about caring for loved ones living with dementia, please call Jackie Milan on 07557 275324.